This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. George Floyd's brother told U.S. lawmakers on Wednesday morning he doesn't want his brother's death to be in vain. Philonise Floyd testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee, asking members to make the necessary change so law enforcement can be the solution, not the problem. George Floyd's death in police custody in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, has ignited a surge of anti-racism activism in the U.S., as well as discussion on potential police reform and accountability. Protests are expected to continue on Wednesday from the west coast city of Seattle to the southeastern city of Atlanta and in New York City. At Floyd's funeral in the state of Texas Tuesday, veteran civil rights activist the Reverend Al Sharpton told mourners Floyd was now the cornerstone of a movement that is going to change the world. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged to Parliament Wednesday to implement changes suggested from a report on the treatment of minorities in the criminal justice system. The 2017 report said that Black, Asian, and minority ethnic individuals were more likely to go to prison for certain crimes and outlined guidelines to reverse any racial bias. Opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer asked the Prime Minister about the report during questioning, saying community leaders are urging Johnson to implement the results. The Prime Minister said he supports the aims of Black Lives Matter. He also said the government has already implemented some of the organization's key recommendations, such as increasing the number of Black and minority employees in prison services, increasing the use of body cameras by police, and more. You can read more about this story and others on voanews.com. This is VOA News.